It's the Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 100 for Friday, April 1st, 2016.
Capital of America, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's the Weekly Dose of Fat with your hosts, Sven and Gomez.
Hey, welcome to the Century Show, everybody. Big number 100 here.
Bienvenidos, amigos. This is your Tio Gomez, and over there is the best man in color, in the world of color. It's Mr. J.K. Living.
And fresh from their tour of Australasia, where in like Risk, you start from the bottom and then you take over from there. Up, then. It is Smooth Evil.
Right on. We got Chris on the keyboard and guitar. We got Barry on the bass. And we've got Mark on the drums.
So, Chris.
Sir.
What bike did you ride tonight?
I did not ride a bike. I rode a keyboard. Later on, I'll ride an axe. But that's just where we're at right now.
Riding that axe. Hey, sorry to interrupt your guys' bromance, but we have a show to do.
Yeah, what's on the show tonight?
Oh, we've got one hell of a shoe planned, eh?
Later in the show, we welcome Sav from the official Intergalactic Surly Regional Headquarters. Woo!
Yeah, we had hoped to get Fatback Ambassador and 8-time National Moto Trails Champion Pat Smadja here, but he was attacked by a wild boar down in southern Illinois this week.
Really?
Yeah, no. April Fools. He has better things to do than to hang out with two dorks on a pretend radio show.
Hey, we also have Mr. J.P. Lemaire here today.
Hey, did you know he can speak Chinese?
Actually, yes, I did. He's here to tell us about his new fat dually called the dopamine.
Man, my brain loves that stuff.
How about you, J.K.? You down with the dopamine?
The Weekly Dose of Fat is brought to you by the bikes, parts, and chaos of Surly Bikes. Learn more at surlybikes.com.
Yeah, so we'd like to thank the people that helped tonight happen. Tonight's happening.
Happenings. Yeah, thanks a lot to Surly. We mention them often in the show.
Reeb Cycles and Oscar Blues Brewery is providing tonight's libations.
Yeah, you guys enjoying that beer out there? Woo-hoo!
Oscar Blues.
Yeah, and Fixation is sponsoring the smoking area out there on the sidewalk, and there are neighbors here in Milwaukee.
Right on. Zion Cycler is supporting the music portion of the show.
And those jerks at fatbike.com.
Gomez is a piece of work.
That Facebookin' Facebooker.
Hey, where's that bell? Top of the hill, people.
Top of the hill.
Beer stop.
We're going to take a quick break here before we bring in Mr. Sav from Surly.
Somebody should bring old Sven a beer here.
I got a beer.
Oh, he's got a beer.
So I heard you need a fat bike? Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands, Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yo, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also, so you have any problem? Brakes, gears, suspension? We have the best mechanics in town. So yeah, visit us at zioncycler.com.
You're tuned to Fatbike Radio.
We're not back yet. See, there's Zito
on a mic.
Bringing the beer down.
Hello.
He just sat on something. He sat on a mic.
He sat on Mike's mic.
Mike's mic.
Chill.
Hey, Mike, where'd Mike go?
I'm Mike. Oh. I'm the new
Mike. Mike is supposed to raffle crap off at this time.
My middle name is Michael.
He's getting beer.
My middle name is Michael.
Chill.
Hey, JK, while you're back
people
there,
grab
those
stuff?
Raffle tickets.
Are you guys recording this?
Everybody got a raffle ticket?
Bring the helmet of tickets back with you. I got ticket number 178. 178.
178.
That's
oh, it's Zito! It's a game winner!
That's
hey, Zito, we got you the darkest of birthday presents.
178.
Nothing!
That's for a 100-millimeter pair of bronze clown shoe rims.
Bronze clown shoe rims, courtesy of Surly Bikes Intergalactic.
Mr. Jim Huber, everybody.
Mr. Jim Huber. James T. Huber. Dr. D. James T. Huber.
I like this guy. I like him. Look at that. Hey!
That guy's a pro.
Yeah, round of applause.
All right. We're going to get serious again.
Now we're going to get serious.
Take this bear coat off.
I hear myself through my Eustachian tubes. Whenever you're ready, JK.
He's fiddling with his phone again.
All
right. Welcome back to the radio program, everybody.
Please welcome to the program from Surly Bikes, Captain Eric Sovereign. You can tell I work for Surly because of the hat.
Well, welcome, Sav. Thanks for joining us on the show.
It's my pleasure to be here.
With conviction, so, with conviction next time.
What?
So, Sav, let's not beat around the bush. Let's get right down to where the rubber meets the road and get to the nitty-gritty.
Nitty-gritty. I'm in.
All right. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Hey. So I got a question for you. While doing a little show prep, I caught up on some of the Surly blog posts. A lot of good stuff in there. Don't hear from you all that often anymore, but you did pen a good one called Don't Be a Dick. Can you tell us a little bit about what Don't Be a Dick's all about?
So, yes. Don't Be a Dick is something I learned from a fella in the UK named Charlie. Charlie the Bike Monger.
Charlie.
And he started a race slash ride that I was on, and the only rule of this race was don't be a dick. So it goes a long way to like how you comport yourself in the real world of trying not to mess with other people and whatnot. And on a race, don't ride in front of cars, don't throw dirt out into the shit, and don't you know, be a jerkwad. So don't be a dick is kind of a way of being, so it's something that I'm into.
Right on.
The Tao
I concur.
Of Sav.
So, like, you know, go be yourself, but, like, don't screw up anybody else's shit. Except for the guy that just complained about the sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 8:30 on a Friday night, and the guy was like, it's too loud.
This is too loud.
Close the door. Here.
All right. Now that we're all in touch with our feelings.
I forgot what I was going to say.
I'm in touch with that fucking furnace.
So, tell us. Is Pugsley dead? And if Pugsley is dead, was it sibling rivalry that drove Wednesday to murder?
I would like to go on the record at this moment and say that Pugsley is not dead.
Oh, yes.
Spit out.
All right.
So, we've been producing the Pugsley for 10 years now. 10 years.
10 years.
Possibly 11. I'm not sure.
That's like a decade.
Fat bikes are a fad. But the Pugsley was built at a time when there wasn't a lot of other stuff around. So it has, you know, the 135 spacing. It has a lot of other stuff. So it was like, what can we do with what we have? So now that we have some other bikes, and maybe the Wednesday is what the Pugsley would have been had we designed it today, but there's still a lot of people, Spinner included, who appreciate the 135 spacing and the ability to find, you know, sort of regular parts that work with it. So we're gonna go back to the drawing board, which is actually a computer.
Right.
And we're going to have a new Pugsley, and it's going to come out about a year from now. And it's going to have some updated stuff and whatnot, but it's still going to have that elemental Pugsley thing, which is like, what do you have that works with this? What do you have down in the basement that you can build a bike with? And that's the idea of it. We're going to still have a fat bike. It's still going to be called the Pugsley. It's going to be awesome. And I think you should wait until you buy a fat bike until that comes out again.
Dude, that's big news. That is, you just dropped the bomb.
We're not going to kill it. We're not going to kill it. Unless, at some point, somebody from the design department says, we're killing it. And then at that point, then it'll be dead. So, for now, it's coming back. Probably.
Hey. Maybe.
So you got into town earlier today. Did you get a chance to go for a bike ride?
We did go for a bike ride. Ladies and gentlemen, one of my dearest friends in the universe, Chris Zito.
Right over there.
He's right there. He lives in Milwaukee. He's a Milwaukee kind of guy. And so my buddy Paul Ziegel. Paul.
Paul's out there.
Hi, Paul.
Paul's now officially my boss. And Paul and I knew we were coming to this, and we contacted the Zito, and we said, can we sleep at your house? And Zito said, yeah. So today we came in, got in about 2 o'clock, and we rode down south. We hit the swinging door.
Right on.
We hit what?
Beer at Sabbatic.
Sabbatic, Lydia's, and we did a whole southern thing, and we did the urban jungle cross course.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Anybody here done the urban jungle cross?
Anybody?
JK, you're DFL, weren't you?
Has anybody done the urban jungle cross?
So we went and rode that, and we got real wet, and we drank a lot of beers and occasionally did some shots. So that's how I got here.
You need shots after you ride that. So did you climb through a hole in the fence, or is the fence gone?
There's apparently a place where you can go around the backside from the south, and there's not a fence there.
All right.
So that means you can get in.
Awesome.
Right on.
It was rad.
You mentioned Paul. Paul's the new brand manager at Surly.
And Paul.
Aloha, Paul.
So, yeah. You just just a little gymnastic flip-flop to a round-off to a double-back somersault.
I got to say, the one and only thing that we asked during the interview process of, you know, you're going to run the Surly brand, you know, this thing, this juggernaut that is the Surly brand.
Indeed.
Can you do a cartwheel? And clearly,
he's brought a cartwheel to a whole new level. So
Paul's been around since day one, though, for Surly. Paul is responsible for the first ever Surly product, which is the Singulator.
No way.
Yeah, back in the old days when everybody was trying to make single speeds out of whatever they had, this guy right here was there for the birth, the naissance, if you will, of the, if you're into French, the Singulator. So Pete Giegel's Singulator, that's that guy right there.
Not true.
So Paul, now you had a long car ride to get here, and you're coming here to be interviewed. Did you have any words of advice for Saab? Any subjects that we should actually like stay away from?
Well, the last trip I went on, Saab was known. He was referenced as the dad, so I'm like, Dad is looking out for us.
I'm not the dad.
I always thought of Saab more as like an eccentric uncle.
So it's like April Fool's Day, Saab. Do any pranks from the past stand out in your mind?
Pranks from the past.
That's a pee popping prank from the past.
Wait, what was yours, Paul? What's the prank? What's the April Fool's?
Well, we do have some new product that we want to talk about.
Some new Surly
new
product.
April Fool's product. All right.
New Surly product.
Well, we have the Body Bluff. The Body Bluff. Have you heard of that? Body Bluff?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a buff.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a Body Bluff. Yeah, it's a full body buff, but there's a lot of holes for various appendages.
I like this idea.
So it can be a skort.
Oopsie.
It can be a buff.
Something's going on, dudes.
Dave Lunds is talking to the police.
Don't forget the tube top.
It can be all kinds of stuff.
Uh-oh.
Tube top.
Dave Lunds.
It can be a tube top. The Surly tube top. Who would buy a Surly tube top?
Anybody out there?
Would anyone buy a Surly tube top?
We have one. We have one young lady. I think we should give her a prize.
We have one. One. He could use it for a tourniquet. So one. We've sold one. Is there an echo in here?
There might be.
No.
I think we are actually we're being boarded by the Federation Starship. Milwaukee Police is here. And this should be pretty fabulous on the radio show. Maybe.
Oh, the other thing that we're going to produce this year, and this is for sure, is the Surly Camp Post.
Camp Post?
The Camp Post. So you pack up all your stuff on your bike.
Yeah.
And you go camping.
Right.
And you get there and you're like, where am I going to sit?
Right.
So you pull your seat post out of your frame.
It turns into that.
Okay. It has a tripod on the bottom, comes out, and there's your seat.
Is it that loud with the voice?
The camp post.
Damn.
You told me to turn the mics on a minute ago.
They love it. I think we're going to sell three or four of them.
Oh, yeah. I think that...
Oh, crap.
I think that we're going to take a break because our host is out talking to Milwaukee's finest to try and find out why people are in here talking very loudly through microphones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Milwaukee Police Department.
Hey, yeah, a little round of applause for our men in blue, or ladies in blue.
A big round of applause for the PD. The PD! Clap your hands!
All right. Why don't you play some soothing We Want Peace with the Police music, Mr. Daisy?
Hey! Hey, so listen up. This is your brain.
La, 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 sing a happy song. La, 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 smirk the whole day long.
And this is your brain on plusbikes.com. Any questions?
You're tuned, to Fat Bike Fat Radio. Fat Radio.
The band. Milwaukee's band. Finest.
A round of applause for the band.
Reason. Smooth hey. Evil.
Apparently these brick buildings echo out on the street pretty well. Who knew?
Apparently the sound of my voice was making people tear their own eyes out.
That's
or ears out.
What it was.
Something.
So right on. Where yeah, were so, we, Sav?
Yeah, there was a dude that came by and he was he didn't like the noise because he's old. But I'm old and I like the noise.
I like the noise.
Noise bad. So, Sav, you have been a guest on our show. Maybe this is maybe your fourth or fifth time.
This is my thriss time.
No way.
Thriss.
Trey.
Wow. So congratulations, and you have been a fabulous guest. Can we give you a back rub or anything else before we kick you off and
let
move
me,
on to
let
our
me
next
say
guest?
This. Let yes. me say this.
Oh, you say something.
Congratulations to you
oh.
on your 100th show. This is where everybody in the crowd claps.
Woo!
Yay! Clap!
Yeah.
Or pull up your shirts.
This is probably the show where I'll be arrested.
The 100th and last.
Or maybe, do you think they'll take you or both of us?
I'm hoping I get arrested.
I heard they have McDonald's.
Next raffle is for Gomez's bail.
Am I done?
I think you're done.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's your boy, Spinner.
Spinner, I love you.
Spinner.
I haven't been in a fire with you in a while.
I saved Sav's life once. I'll tell you about a story. Actually, I just kept him dry.
He did. He saved my life once. Thanks a lot, folks. Ride Surly Bikes or don't.
Or wear Surly Pants.
All right. Sav from Surly, ladies and gentlemen. Hey.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to do a little sound test for the officers of the Milwaukee Police Department so that we can get this thing legal and I can stay out of jail.
Yeah, and JK's going to raffle off some more stuff.
Everything gonna be all right this morning.
That's Chris Daisy on the guitar. Hey, I guess we're back, right? We're back.
We're back.
We're back.
Things happening again.
It's time for that Fatty Farm Field Report thing.
Hey, the Fatty Farm Field Report is brought to you by Quiring Cycle. The Quiring Triple B is the fattest ride on two wheels, featuring the new generation 5.05-inch tires. Visit QuiringCycles.net. to see the next level of bicycle exploration.
Hey, this week on the Fatty Farm Field Report, we're proud to welcome Mr. J.P. LeMaire to the stage.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thanks, you guys. I want to say it's great being here in Milwaukee, coming over from Minneapolis. Thanks for the invite. This is such a sweet venue. This is a cool party, but the band is cool. What's the band name again?
Smooth Evil, baby.
Smooth Evil. Smooth and Evil.
Smooth and Evil.
Now you got
there
it.
There he is. That's JP right there, folks.
So, JP, welcome to the big 100th shoe anniversary.
Welcome, man. Good to have you here.
Thanks, you guys, so much.
You know, we heard that your company has drilled deep into the earth and discovered huge deposits of dopamine. What's that all about?
You guys are funny. The dopamine.
We try to be funny.
it's the name. I don't know. Is that an illicit name? I mean, that's not like saying dope.
It's dopamine in the brain.
Dopamine. It's a scientific term.
Right. You got to get up right like this on the Mac, dude. I'm telling you, you really got to get up there because I can't hear you.
Get up where?
No, right up in the microphone.
Right on the mic?
There you go.
The dopamine, the name of the dopamine, well, I thought it would be a cool bike name.
This is live, man. We don't edit anything.
Everyone is hearing it now.
So JP is
you
here actually to make a little announcement about a new dual suspension fat bike called the Dopamine. So we were just being kind of dopey with some mock comedy there about dopamine. But dopamine is a... It's... What's it called? It's a...
A neurotransmitter.
A neurotransmitter.
Is that right? It's a neurotransmitter?
I think that's right. That sounds right anyway. But it's a chemical created by the brain that, like...
Makes you happy.
Makes you happy.
Yeah, or when you do something that makes you happy, it's released, maybe? I don't know the order.
I think that we should find out how to make this. But your bike is a dual suspension fat bike.
Can somebody Google that, please?
So your bike is a dual suspension fat bike, all carbon, and you're famous kind of for open mold designs. Can you tell us what design philosophy that you followed, or maybe what suspension system that you are using?
Right, so... All it is the most probably popular or prevalent full suspension frame in the world is one of the open mold frames from Asia. And that factory that makes that, we just had them make it in a fat bike version. So they just, you know, widened out the rear chainstays a little bit and, you know, redid the front. You know, Lemire Cycles, we don't ever claim to... you know, come up with our own layup schedule, and we don't have, you know, any engineers on staff. We just kind of basically trust the Asians that are already making everybody's bikes, and we just tell them what we want in terms of, you know, we want this head tube angle, we want this length of chainstay, blah, 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 whatever our requirements are, this size seat post, and they make it. And so it's basically that super popular open mold 29er and 650B full suspension frame that people have seen online for years, and it's a great solid design that is hopefully really good. We'll see.
Yeah. Right, you have samples that are on the water right now, so they're just a day or two away from being able to actually ride a Dopamine.
Yeah, well, we went through three iterations of it. So the first thing we did is there was already one entity in Asia making a different full suspension fat bike. I mean, of course, the Bucksaw is the first full suspension popular fat bike. So there was one factory that made a different version of it, what they saw as improvements. We tried that right away because we didn't want to have to spend $15,000 on our own mold if we can avoid it, right? We'd rather buy something that's good. And but we tried it, and there were some issues with it. And then we said, okay, we got to pony up and do our own mold, which we did. And then we did one version of that and fixed some issues, did a second version. And now the third version is what we feel good about releasing for prime time.
Right on, man. So, you know, with the ever nichifying fat bike market, I mean, things are going in a bunch of different directions. What made you decide to get into full suspension fat bikes?
Well, I just figure, like, where we are in Minneapolis, we're lucky in Minneapolis, and you guys are here, too. You've got groomed trails, and groomed trails are awesome. You don't need suspension. But out in Colorado, out everywhere outside of the Midwest, you've got shared hiking trails with
fat bike trails and snowshoe trails and dog trails, whatever it is. And you got that bumpy surface. And same thing at our big place in Minneapolis called Theodore Wirth Park. It's just kind of bumpy. And, I mean, not horrible bumps or not like the Rocky Mountains, right? But just enough to, you know, give you the feedback on a fully rigid bike, which is what a fat bike is typically. So I said, let's do it. And then let's do a full suspension fat bike. But then you think about all the other rides. I mean, I just plan to ride it in the marathon race class all summer with 3-inch tires and 650B plus wheels. And I just think it's, for a lot of people, it's the do-everything bike. You just buy one off-road bike, one road bike, and
it's the holy grail, for sure.
Hopefully, the quiver killer, as they say.
Yeah, it is a... It's a mind-blower the first time that you ride a 22 to 24-pound fat bike. It really becomes more than a fat bike. It becomes just your everything bike. I ask myself, why am I going to ride my gravel bike, which is like 30 pounds, when I can ride a 24-pound fat bike with 20 PSI? And it's like, well, I've been doing some of that, and I didn't believe it at first, but I think that a super light carbon bike is, man, it's the one bike that you need.
The desert island bike.
Well, JP, when you get that dopamine shipment in from China, you gotta definitely give us a call, man.
I'll sell you guys some dopamine. Well, for you guys, I'll give it to you. Listen, I'll give you the first hit of the dopamine is free. After that, we start charging.
This sounds remarkably familiar. Well, JP, I knew you would be a good guest, man. So thanks for coming to Milwaukee.
Yeah,
let's give Mr. JP Lemaire a big hand.
JP Lemaire.
All right, we're gonna wrap up this nonsense.
Yeah, we can let the band do what it does and make us look good.
We'd like to end the show, as we always do, by thanking Surly for their support. Surly makes bikes, parts, and chaos.
So stick around, studio audience. Smooth Evil's going to rock the place a bit more, and we have El Ramo set to come up and do a little bit later on. For you, our radio listeners, we'll catch up with you sometime soon.
Right on, and we also are going to go play bike games. Eric Sovereign is going to lead us in bike fun. So stick around for some music and some bike fun. Thanks, guys.
Until then.
All right. That was Smooth Evil with Triple Anthem. And finishing off our big show 100 is El Rongo and their ditty, White Crane Ridge. See you folks next time.